Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
It definitely is a strange case, the case of Richard Allen, especially when you start going down the Odinist road and all of those arguments where you actually do have guards that were practicing Odinism. I mean, there's things on their Facebook pages. There's things publicly known. They have patches, or they did have patches. They have tattoos. And that's what was left at the crime scene, though, that what they believed to be what looks like an Odinist ritual. Richard Allen doesn't have any of that. There's no history of him being an Odinist. There's no, he didn't have patches. He didn't have tattoos. He didn't, as far as we know, as of right now, and this is why we have trials so we can pull all this out. Yeah. There's no weird search history or anything of that nature. I think we would have heard some of these things by now. We haven't seen, the probable cause affidavit, but, again, there is nothing that connects him to that scene when it we're looking at the Odinist connection. There's other people that certainly seem to be connected, but not him, which is just bizarre.
Yeah, all of it is bizarre. The crimes were bizarre. His deterioration is unusual, you know, to the extent he's deteriorated in that way. Having guards working in a prison system who can wear patches like that on their uniforms, that's bizarre. It's just layer and layer of weird with this case.
What would spark someone to make a false confession in a case like this?
Well, you know, we have a documented history of several hundred people who made false confessions and then were found years later to be completely innocent. Usually that happens during aggressive or coercive police interrogation. Yeah. you know, where they're pressured or they're promised, if you just confess, this will all go away. Usually it's under those circumstances. When it's not under that circumstance, usually, as I mentioned, it's a person who's psychotic and they've had a break with reality. And so they're living this fantasy or hearing voices that are telling them they did it or something like that, which is always possible here.
But when you're in a box for all that time and from what we've heard, you know, take it for what it is, of stories of him being taunted by the guards and just harassed endlessly. I mean, it's torture, basically, which I just find shocking that it's like, yep, that's what happens there. Nothing's done about it. I could see where that would take place. But we're talking not just like one confession. We're talking 60 confessions to different people. Yeah. How often is that the case? I don't know where that falls in terms of likelihood of being legitimate or not when you go to that number of confessions to different individuals at different points in time.
Well, it's certainly relevant, and it's something I would take a close look at. But at the same time, is this person grossly psychotic when they're making these kind of confessions? And that, to me, is what puts a big question mark on it. Mm-hmm.
Because now he's saying, I was nuts. I was psychotic at that time when I was saying those things. I was under such stress. I do not admit to doing these sort of things. I don't know. It's a weird case where we look at this, and I do wonder sometimes, because of the circumstances and the way he was treated, are we looking at him as innocent? When maybe he's not, or more likely innocent than he's not, simply because of the extenuating circumstances. I mean, I think same thing with the Karen Reed case in a lot of ways, where because of bad behavior after the fact by the authorities, it really, you know, makes you feel bad for the individual, whether they did it or not. Like, you can't treat somebody the way that mm-hmm. Richard Allen has been treated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That prison needs to be cleaned up. There's just so much that we've heard about, and, you know, who knows what we haven't heard about that mm-hmm. is just wrong and not ethical behavior.
It's going to be very fascinating. Let me ask you more question about, you know, the 60 plus confessions. Does it matter who they confess to in terms of legitimacy? Does it ever seem to have a bit more weight if it's to a family member, or if it's to a guard, or if it's a police interrogation or something of that nature?
That's a really good question. And, you know, would a person be more apt perhaps to confess to a family member? They feel a greater bond with them. They feel a sense of closeness. I don't know. I can say definitively that they would be more apt to do that, but that's certainly possible.
Yeah. And that, I guess he's confessed to almost everybody that would listen, it seems, around him. So mm-hmm. it'll be fascinating.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.